BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News. On the morning of June the 25th, the 25th session of the 13th Bình Định Provincial People's Council ended its second working day with its third plenary session. Delegates gathered at the meeting hall to hear reports and explanations from provincial departments and agencies in various issues raised during previous discussions and committee reviews. The agenda also included a general debate as well as the question and answer session. During the general discussion, delegates commended the province's socio-economic achievements in the first half of the year, the streamlined restructuring of the administrative apparatus, and the vigorous implementation of administrative reforms, particularly the citizen and business center approach. With the new two-tier local government model set to take effect from July the 1st, Delegate Liti Vinh Hương emphasized the need for scientifically grounded and realistic socio-economic target allocations for the commune level. She also called for the prompt implementation of the new master plan for Yala Province and detailed planning for newly merged communes and wards to clearly define breakthrough development goals and tasks for each locality. In response, Director of Department of Finance Nguyễn Thành Hải provided clarification on the projected socio-economic indicators to be assigned to the commune level for the second half of the year.
On the afternoon of June the 24th, Deputy Prime Minister Nguyễn Chí Dũng chaired a hybrid meeting on implementing solutions to review, assess, upgrade, and develop information system that support government's leadership management and service delivery for citizens and businesses. The effort is part of preparation for restructuring administrative units under a new model. Attending the meeting at the Bình Định Provincial Herb were Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee, Lam Hải Giang, and representatives from relevant provincial departments and agencies. During the session, ministries, sectors, and localities reported on their progress in implementing Resolution No. 57 of the Politburo and Resolution No. 71 of the government. They also proposed solutions to assess and improve information system to ensure effective public administration and seamless service provision. Concluding the meeting, Deputy Prime Minister Nguyễn Chí Dũng commended the efforts of central ministries, agencies, and local authorities in carrying out Resolution No. 57. He emphasized the need for leadership at all levels to ensure consistency, coordination, continuity, and stability in information technology system. He stressed that there must be no disruption in the delivery of public services or government operations before, during, or after the administrative restructuring process.
According to a notice from the Office of the Bình Định Provincial People's Committee, the province's public service portal was officially deactivated at 9 a.m. on June 25, 2025. From now on, residents and businesses are required to submit administrative procedure applications online via the National Public Service Portal at dịchvucong.gov.vn, ensuring uninterrupted reception and processing of administrative requests. Starting from 12 a.m. on July the 1st, 2025, all administrative procedures will be managed through a new Yalai Province Administrative Procedure Information System at mokgu.yalai.gov.vn, where
users can submit applications, track processing, and receive results.
To support the 2025 National High School Graduation Exam, Bindeng's Department of Health has deployed 47 medical staff to be on duty at each of the 47 exam locations across the province. In addition to the on-site personal provincial hospitals such as the Provincial General Hospital, Bongsheng Regional General Hospital, and district-level health centers have a set of emergency response team equipped with medical supplies. The teams are prepared to provide immediate assistance in case of health emergencies or food safety incidents involving candidates, exam supervision, or staff. Furthermore, the Provincial Food Safety and Hygiene Sub-Department has organized a special inspection team to monitor food service businesses operating near exam sites. The Department of Health has entrusted on subordinate units and district health centers to strictly comply with the Ministry of Health directives and the provincial government's plan to ensure smooth and safe medical support throughout the exam period. And that's the end of the show. See you next time, and goodbye for now.